CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB Zone website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 30th of October 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Renew your 146 MHz NOV now. RSGB award manager needed, new examination standards chairman. All current 146 to 147 MHz band notices of variation expire on Monday the 31st of October. On Friday the 28th of October, Ofcom announced that the band would be made available for another year. However, to continue using the frequencies, you must get a new NOV. These are available free from the RSGB website at www.rsgb.org/NOV. A vacancy has arisen for a volunteer to manage the RSGB's awards programme. The Society administers a number of award programmes for HF, VHF and special awards for foundation and intermediate licence holders. The awards manager receives and checks claims for the various levels of award, then passes the information electronically to HQ for it to be validated and the appropriate award issued. To carry out this role, you'll need a good administration and computer skills. Most of the communications will be by email. The workload is not usually high and can be managed flexibly. If you're interested in applying and would like to find out more, contact Steve Thomas, M1ACB, General Manager, via email gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. Details of this and other volunteer roles can be found on the RSGB website. David Powis, G4HUP, has been appointed as chairman of the Examinations Standards Group. He'll take over when Professor Simon Watts retires at the end of the year. The ESC develops and publishes all procedures and policies for the administration of exams and develops the syllabus and question banks in conjunction with the Examinations Group and Training and Education Committee. Videos of the talks at the recent British Amateur Radio Club convention are now available on YouTube. Among the many talks are receiving and presenting Ham TV from the ISS by Noel, GTZ, VHF, UHF propagation by Mike, G0MJW, and A Practical Operator's Guide to 146 MHz Reduced Bandwidth TV by Sean, G8VPG. As many listeners will know, the RSGB is seeking support for the international youth event, YOTA 2017, that's being held at Gilwell Park in August 2017. We're pleased to say that the delegates to the RSGB convention in October were very generous and donated hundreds of pounds to the appeal. Members of the RSGB Youth Committee spent the Saturday of the event waving the donation box, handing out flyers about the event, and were very grateful for the positive response they got from delegates. We'd like to thank everyone who gave. Your support is much appreciated. The YOTA 2017 appeal still has a long way to go, so if you can help by donating a few pounds or even many pounds, you can do so today by visiting rsgb.org/YOTA supporter, one word. The UKFM group Western are holding a further digital radio user guidelines session on Saturday the 12th of November. It takes place at the Warrington Amateur Radio Club, Bellhouse Lane, Grappen Hall, WA42SG. The event starts at 10 a.m. and will include user-friendly advice and hands-on equipment sessions, questions and answers on all matters D-Star, DMR, Fusion and the like. To reserve a place, contact the group's membership secretary, Kath Wilson, M1CNY, 01270-761608, or email dwilson, all one word, at btinternet.com. Applications for the Ofcom Graduate Scheme are open until January 2017. Ofcom is holding a Graduate Scheme Open Day on Friday the 4th of November at their London office. At this event you can find out about working at Ofcom, their graduate scheme pathways and information about the application process from current graduates and senior colleagues across the organisation. For more information and to register your interest, email ofcom.grads@ofcom.org.uk. And to find out more about the Ofcom Graduate Scheme, go to www.ofcom.org.uk/about-ofcom/jobs/graduates-apprenticeships-internships. Sure, if you just go to Ofcom, you can find it from there. Three crew members, including radio amateurs KG5FYJ and KF5LKS, are set to depart the International Space Station on the 29th of October. They should land in Kazakhstan on 0359 UTC on Sunday. Once the Soyuz undocks, Expedition 50 will begin aboard the ISS under the command of NASA astronaut Shane Kimbrough, KE5HOD. Two more amateurs, KC5ZDT and KG5FYG, are scheduled to launch from Kazakhstan in November. October saw the summits on the air, Australia to Europe summit to summit event, and between 06:30 and 08:30 UTC, 73 summits were activated, 22 in fact more than expected. Contacts were made between continents as well as within each of the regions. A similar event is being discussed between European and North American SOTA activators. The ARI Tuscany Regional Committee is commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Tuscan flood that happened on the 4th of November 1966. The event will be held from 0000 UTC on the 29th of October to 2359 UTC on the 6th of November. Special event station II5ALL will be active amongst many others, and an award is available. Go to www.arifirenze.it/II5ALL and scroll down to the English versions of the rules. The latest edition of the ARRL publication Radio Waves, aimed at instructions and science educators, is now available for download. It includes items on building blocks to illustrate basic electronics and ARIS news. You can download the publication from the ARRL website. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. We have no details of any full-scale rallies taking place this weekend, the 29th or 30th of October. The Dutch National Ham Radio Convention is on the 5th of November, organised by the Dutch Radio Society Veron, V-E-R-O-N. It takes place at the America Hall in Apeldoorn. There'll be lectures, presentations, trade stands and a large flea market. More information in Dutch is on the veron.nl website. The West London Radio and Electronics Show will be held on the 6th of November at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road, East Sunsbury-on-Thames, TW16 5AQ. The venue has free car parking and disabled facilities. A talk-in station will be in operation. Doors open 9:50 to 10 a.m. There'll be trade stands, a flea market, a bring and buy special interest groups, and an RSGB bookstall. A raffle will take place during the day, and a lecture stream will be available. There are catering outlets on site. More information from Paul, M0CJX 08451 650351. On the 6th of November, the Bush Valley ARC annual rally will take place at the United Services Club, 8 Romil Road, Limavady, County Londonderry, BT499DF. Doors open 11 a.m. and the venue is disabled facilities. There'll be bring and buy, talking station and trade stands. There'll be catering on site and a raffle will be held on the day. More from Jackie Doyle, MI0JPD, on 07885 292 545. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, François F6AJL will be on the air from the West African country of Benin using TY5AA until the 30th of November. He'll be operating all bands between 80 metres and 10, QSL's home call. Chaz NK8 Oscar is in Tanzania with the call sign 5 Hotel 3DX. Until the 12th of November, he'll operate mainly CW on 80 metres to 15 metres. Details of the way to QSL can be found on the 5H3DXQRZ.com page. DL3KZAYB9IPY-8 will be on the air as YB8-DL3ZKA from Salayar Island in Indonesia. IOTA reference OC236 from the 1st to the 14th of November. Activity 40 to 10 metres using CW and SSB, QSL, DL3, KZA. SIGI, DL7, DF and four other German stations will visit the Caribbean island of Anguilla, NA022, until the 7th of November. Call sign will be VP2EGR. The operation will be 160 metres to 10, CWSSB RITI PSK 31, QSL DL 7DF. HERO, JF1OCQ and Tucker, JH1BD, will be on the air from Samoa as 5 Whiskey 7X and 5 Whiskey 0ST, respectively, from the 31st of October to the 9th of November. Activity HF bands, CWSSB and RITI QSL home calls. The 6G's de-expedition group are active as ZL7G from Chatham Island, 0C038 until the 10th of November. They have four complete high-power stations and hope to satisfy the demand for Europe for ZL7. Special event news, GB4MTR will be on the air between the 1st and 28th of November, mostly Tuesday and Friday evenings and weekends, marking the 60th anniversary of the amateur 4-metre band. The station will be run by Selim, M0XTA and other members of the Harlow and District Amateur Radio Society. Bands of operation will be from 80 metres to 70 sems, FM SSB, some data modes, QSL via the Bureau to M0XTA or direct to G6UT, see QRZ.com and EQSL. A QSL card for the station will be sent via the Bureau to any station worked if requested. VI4SEA will be on the air between the 1st and 9th of November in honour of the officers and sailors of the light cruisers HMAS Sydney and SMS Emden, who gallantly fought in the first ever naval action of the Royal Australian Navy in World War I off the coast of the Cocos Keeling Islands in the Indian Ocean. The operations will see them transmitting from the 630 metre band through to the 6 metre band. A special web page has been set up on QRZ.com under VI4SEA. Contest news this weekend is one of the big contests, CQ Worldwide DXSSB, 48-hour run that ends at 23:59 UTC on the 30th. It's SSB only on 1.8 to 28 megs bands. Exchange a signal report and zone, which is 14 for us in the UK. On Tuesday, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and location. On Wednesday, it's the UKEI contest on 80 metres, running from 20:00 to 21:00 UTC using SSB. The exchange is your four-character code or grid square. On Saturday, the International Autumn Sprint runs from 17:00 to 21:00 UTC. Using SSB on the 3.5 to 14 megs bands, the exchange is both call signs, serial number and name. Next weekend, the Marconi CW contest runs from 1400 UTC on the 5th to 1400 UTC on the 6th. Using the 144 megs band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G3NYK and G4BAO last week was characterised by low sunspot activity but very unsettled geomagnetic conditions. The solar flux index was in the mid to high 70s but the K index was 5 or 6 for days on end and even peaked at 7. This was high enough for automatic visible aurora email warnings to be sent out by Lancaster University. The noon Chiltern Digisonde plot from Harwell suggested that only 20 metres would be open with the higher bands closed. These poor conditions were caused by a massive coronal hole in the sun. This hole is recurring and brought the same conditions 27 days ago. Rest assured, we can probably expect a repeat performance again on round about the 22nd of November. Regarding LF-MF propagation, the DST index was depressed to minus 8 NT, on the 25th, nano Teslas, I imagine that is, on the 25th, but is rising slowly. It would seem from reports that LFMF propagation on paths over 2,000 kilometres has suffered, but not as much as might be expected. It seems that although the solar wind velocity had increased, the plasma density is low. This suggests there may be lower levels of electron precipitation and a faster recovery of conditions that would be expected after a coronal mass ejection. Next week looks to continue with poor geomagnetic conditions. NOAA suggests the K index will remain at about 5 until a much-needed respite beginning around the 2nd of November. VHF and up, most of the week will be dominated by high pressure and this is likely to continue to provide slightly enhanced tropo opportunities for many areas, although, like last week, the better conditions will be where there's moist air near the surface, which quite often means those typical foggy autumnal nights and mornings. The longer-range models do unfortunately suggest that the high weakens and is replaced by low pressure in the second half of the week, so it won't last forever. As for operating tips, it's simple. Don't restrict yourself to FM and repeaters, and do remember to try the other modes on VHF, UHF, because SSB and CW can produce surprising results, and there's plenty of spectrum space down there. For meteor scatter enthusiasts, we're now approaching the peak of the Torrids meteor shower, diffuse shower that lasts from late September until late November. Don't get too excited, though, as the meteor rate is low. It does, though, have a reputation for some fireballs. Look for a peak overnight around the 4th and 5th of November. The moon is close to the sun today, so noise will be high, especially on the low bands with wider antenna beam widths. Compared with a low declination, high losses at apogee on Monday, it's a week for EME system maintenance only. And that's it this week from the propagation team. And that's it also from me until next week.